on today's Technobabble, the how and why of video shot lists.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now, here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Technobabble. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host today, as I am every Thursday. So I would love for you to join the conversation. So if you could head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and just leave a message there, that's perfectly okay, perfectly fine to do. Or you can go ahead and drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigital, just realized I sometimes slur that word, digitalmedia.com, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, and you can ask your questions, leave your comments, etc. Or if you're more of a phone person, I've got you covered, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO, and you can echo back to this podcast. So, before we get started, I do want to mention one thing. This podcast and all the churchtechcast.com shows are generously provided for by viewers like you. So head over to patreon.com/paulallencliff. That's patreon.com/paulallencliff. And you can support the show for as little as a dollar a month. Now, if you're someone who has more means, you're more than welcome to contribute $5, $10, $100, heck, even $1,000 a month would be very welcomed from me and would allow me to take this show up to the next level. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create a network of shows where we can just use all the knowledge that's out there, because I don't believe that I have all the knowledge. I want to bring in other experts, bring in other people who know more about certain areas, and we can slowly but surely build a resource that everyone can benefit from. So head over to Patreon, patreon.com/paulallencliff, paulallencliff, and you can support the show. So let's talk about shot lists. You might not know what a shot list is. I know for years I thought that a shot list was a detailed list of every shot that you wanted to make in order for whatever you were doing. And I think that that's actually not right at all. I think that it's more like a football playbook. A shot list provides a common language for what the director has in mind so that the camera people can know it. Now, while it's not the case that you could have this every single time in every single circumstance, if you're doing live events week in and week out that aren't in the church, not with the same people, you've always got different freelancers, there's some commonality because a camera person should know what the rule of thirds is. A camera person should know what a close-up is, etc. But they may not know particulars for the particular event. So you would have to kind of establish those. And that could, frankly, take some time. One of the problems that I see is when directors are creating the look and feel of a production, they often will try and describe the shot, and they'll try and describe it every time. So this gets really tough. someone who is directing needs to have the ability to say a lot with very few words, kind of an economy of presentation. And when you can do things economically like that, when you can say words, basically you say what you mean quickly and easily, you're going to have much more success than if you try and describe every shot. So let me give you an example. Several years ago, when we were first getting into IMAG at my church, one of the other people that directed, she would describe each shot that she wanted before she would take it. So she'd say, okay, I need that, you know, that belly button level shot of the pastor where his eyes are on the top third, but it's wide enough where you can imagine that his belly button is there. Like about there. No, a little bit more. And it would take forever for her to describe what she had in mind. Whereas she could have said, I need a medium shot of the pastor. If she said, I need a medium shot, and we'd all agreed what a medium shot was, medium shot. Camera 2, medium shot. Camera 1, wide. Camera 3, stand by for now. Actually, get a reaction shot in the crowd. And camera 4, let's get an establishing shot. You see how those all roll off the tongue very quickly? So I think that there's kind of two types of shots in a shot list. There are the more standard shots where you can go to a book on videography and you can say, okay, this is a close-up. This is an extreme close-up. This is a medium shot. This is a wide shot. This is a two-shot. This is a box shot, etc. And you can create kind of the standard shot list. But there are also special shots, shots that are appropriate to certain productions, and those shots you need to kind of have a language of your own. So as you're developing these shots, you need to have in mind what they are, have a name for them, and make sure that it's succinct and describes the shot. So let me give you an example of a couple of the shots that we take at my church and what they mean, because they're not necessarily standard. Last week, I was on camera 3, which is the roving camera. And while I prefer to take it shoulder mount, I did it on sticks with the dolly this particular week. So one shot that I heard called was the ambient shot. Now, ambient means something totally different from how we use it. Josh, who came up with this name, probably should have called it a bokeh shot, because what he really means that he wants is he wants a shot of the lights out of focus so that you see a lot of bokeh, and not necessarily anything in the foreground. So for a slow song, sometimes it's nice to throw in a little bokeh. Not every other shot by any means, but once a song, once a service, that kind of thing. So no more than three or four of them in an entire service, but maybe one or two. So that would be the ambient shot. As I was watching, I was noticing, because I try and shoot with both eyes, I was noticing this shot that what he was actually asking for was a bokeh shot. So it could be that if I was creating this shot list, I'd call it a bokeh shot. That would give me the opportunity to educate what bokeh is. And bokeh, that's two syllables, is actually a little bit faster to say than ambient, which is three. So a succinct name that describes what it is fine. Bokeh shot. Next is what Josh called a sweeping shot. Now, the sweeping shot is from a close-up camera, a wide shot, starting with the subject in the upper right-hand corner of the screen, and then moving down and to the left, and then out. So that was a sweeping shot. Now, once I had understood what he was calling for and had practiced it a couple of times, because the first time he took it, I hadn't practiced it all the way through, so I wasn't exactly sure timing and some other stuff, but for subsequent services, when he called for it, I practiced it a couple of times. Then we got it, and the video producer even commented that she really enjoyed that shot. So anytime he says, "Hey, Paul, get me that sweeping shot," I know, or if he says three sweeping shot, I know what he means. So there's an economy to that particular shot. There's a shorthand, not needing to describe each shot. And you can think of it as a football playbook, a list of possible things that you might use that everyone memorizes so that they can know exactly what it is for their particular situation. Now, this is not necessarily an exhaustive list. It could be that it feels like an exhaustive list. You know, if you have 50 different possible shots, that can feel like, okay, this is every shot we can take. But there are situations where you can't predict what's going to happen. And not having knowledge of what that's going to be means that you need to describe that particular shot. But if you have one or two shots per event that you have to describe, that's much better and much easier from a director, technical director standpoint than describing each and every shot and saying, tilt down a little, no, too much. Okay, back, now back out, and perfect. That kind of thing. So you want to create a list of shots that is the basis on which you build. So once you've created this list, I suggest that first off, you want to do three things in creating this. You want to look at your standard shots. Look at the shots you take over and over and over again and list those out. Secondly, you want to give them short, meaningful names. Shorter is better. Two shot, two syllables. Close up, two syllables. Wide shot, two syllables, etc. Extreme close up. That's four syllables, but it's better than, no, a little closer, tilt up, and no, zoom out just a bit, okay. Halfway between where you are and where you were, okay, now pan to the left. You see how many words that was? Where if you and the camera person, or as a camera person, if you know what the director's thinking when they say extreme close-up, that's much faster. Next, so you look for standard shots, you give them short names, and then I suggest for training purposes, for refreshing people's memories, that you create a playbook. Now, you can commit it to paper. That's certainly one way to do it. When I worked in local news, we had a shot list that was committed to paper, and it had good versions and bad versions of the same shot. So you could see, oh, this is too close for a close-up. This is too wide for a two-shot. This is too far left for a box shot, etc. So you would have a list of possible shots, and you could study this list and really get it into your head what the directors wanted. And since all the directors could study the same list, you could have a common language, a way of getting to these things very quickly. So I suggest First, you develop these shots, you give them names, you think of them as a short list, and then you actually build your playbook. Now, that could be digital, or it could be on paper. It might be worth having digital copies that you can email out to everyone that they can just keep in their phones and refresh their memories if they look for something during one service and it doesn't work. And so in the next service, they can go, oh, that's why it wasn't exactly like this. Or you could say to the director, okay, I'm looking at this picture. I thought I gave you this. How is it not like this? Or do you not like that picture? You see, you have a basis of comparison. So doing that should really, really help when you're creating your shot list, when you're creating your look and feel of the morning. So that's what I want you to do this week. I want you to start at least writing out some of your different shots. Say, oh, we always get this shot with the pastor from here to here. We always get this shot. So list out all the ones that you remember and give them short names. Now, this weekend, look for shots that you've forgotten about and add those to the list. And then come up with short names, names that you can say very quickly, because when you do this, you can call for shots much more easily, and it's better than just trying to describe each shot and trying to do it in a way where you miss things because you're too busy working on the next shot. So when you do that, when you have this common language, when you're able to kind of create this way of doing things, that's how you go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.